Welcome back to PRRP, the show that is trying to grow its audience through marketing. Today, I have a super guru with an illustrious resume to talk about some deep data-driven information on how promotion works and a lot of stat stuff. But really quick, before we get into your introduction and everything, Gregory, I don't want to forget this important part of the show. Do you have anything to plug?
Oh, I have a lot to plug.
Okay, great.
I do my own podcast, for one.
Okay.
It's a horror podcast, which is, you know, I at least find it interesting. And maybe you'll get a small taste of that in the review I left for you.
Oh, excellent. Well, I can't wait. That'll probably be read on episode 100 then. I'm excited.
That's the idea. I'm looking forward to it. I was very excited once I found out your concept. I immediately had to write a review, and then I was devastated when I learned that I would have to wait to hear your reading of my review, because I really need to listen to your review of my review.
I totally understand. It's been one of the hardest hurdles this past, 6 weeks. I think there's, maybe 5 episodes left till episode 100 at this point? Mm-hmm. 4 episodes? I'm not quite sure. It's been hard for me not to read those reviews, and I can't kind of feel bad, but I hope that it'll all be worth it once episode 100 comes out and we'll have a bunch of reviews all together. So.
Well, the anticipation just makes it all the more exciting.
Exactly. Hopefully so. So why don't, what's your podcast called real quick?
It's called On the Threshold.
On the Threshold. Okay. It's a horror short story podcast. Is that right?
A cosmic horror. There's a narrative that connects them all, but there are all sorts of smaller sub-narratives within them.
Great. With the plugs out of the way, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners who may not know who you are?
I imagine none of them know who I am.
All the better.
My name is Gregory Moss. My first master's is in business administration. That's from the University of Oklahoma. And with that, I started doing business consulting. And then I added to that a master's in informatics from Indiana University. Everybody asks what informatics is. What I studied with it is analysis of social media, particularly influence campaigns, covert influence campaigns, and bots.
Yes, and that's one thing that drew me to your expertise. I noticed that you had worked for the U.S. Department of State working on influence campaigns.
I helped them develop a number of policies for detecting and countering disinformation campaigns. I'm not really sure exactly how much of that has been put into implementation due to politics and current administration's relationship with disinformation campaigns, but that's another story.
Sure. Yeah, I don't really follow politics too much, so I'm not really sure what's going on, but I know that bots are a very prevalent source of frustration. People will hire either robots or people who will make robots to try to spread information. So I wanted to kind of get your expertise on, first of all, how that information is spread. I know that it's probably spread on things on social media, Facebook, Twitter, stuff like that. What are the mechanics people use to spread that kind of information? And is it something that I could use on PRRP to try to get into the most, eyes and inboxes possible?
Well, that's several books worth of questions right there.
Okay.
Are you talking specifically about disinformation campaigns, influence campaigns, how bots are used?
I guess more influence campaigns. I want to influence people to listen to PRRP, for our big episode 100. So I thought, I don't want to disinformation them. I just want to influence them. So yeah,
sure.
Influence campaigns, I suppose, would be the best way to do it.
So it's sort of a general marketing. When I consult for clients, I generally ask, what do you actually want out of this business or organization? What do you personally want to gain or accomplish with it?
Right. So, me. Oh.
Yes, you.
I guess I just want as many people as possible to listen to the podcast so they can leave reviews so that we can become the most reviewed podcast.
So that's your goal, to become the most reviewed podcast.
Yes. It's a simple goal. I figure it shouldn't take very long if people would just leave a review. The trick is to get them to even be aware of the podcast in order to leave a review.
Right. So when you're focusing on marketing, the key thing, there's a lot of key things, but one of the things to start with is figuring out who your core audience is. And with your podcast, that's pretty tricky.
Right, because it's so appealing. It's like such a wide appeal. There's no way to really hone in on the market.
Right. So like for my podcast, I could just say horror fans.
Right.
People who like horror, particularly cosmic horror. So I can get involved with a number of communities that are associated with horror and just sort of latch onto them like a leech and say, hey, if you like horror, I got what you need.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right, but in some ways, your market could be other podcasters, because they're the ones who, in many ways, understand exactly what you're doing.
Right, that's true. Yeah, it's kind of like the podcaster's podcast, in a way.
Yeah.
I would say. So where? How do we get to, how do we market to podcasters themselves? Is there any way we could use like these kind of influence campaign tactics to do it more efficiently or quicker? Or can we use those bots or anything like that? Is there something we could do with all that information that you've gleaned on how to prevent it, but actually utilize it at the same time?
Bots are really not useful for you in particular.
Oh, for me? For me?
Yeah.
Oh.
So a lot of people I've seen bots use for podcasts is in writing fake reviews.
Oh.
Because they then use that because they think that will make the algorithms more likely to promote it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I want real reviews.
Right. But
right.
The reviews they'd leave for you would be really boring.
Oh. Do you think that's why other podcasts have so many more reviews than we do?
I couldn't say, but I imagine that a fair percentage of reviews are bots. Though it's possible that Apple has ways of weeding out those sorts of things.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure on Apple in particular. Most of my own studies were on Twitter.
Okay, got it.
So I suppose that you could try to do a regression analysis.
Okay. I'm going to write this down because I don't know what that means.
Right. So that's a statistical tool that you can use to find common traits associated with large numbers of, in this case, accounts. So you could potentially identify what traits exist in tweets that podcasters are then most likely to retweet.
Oh, okay. How do we get this analysis? Do we have to pay someone to do it?
It starts getting really complicated depending on exactly how much in-depth thing. Yeah, that is something that you probably would have to pay somebody to do.
Okay. And so I use this regression analysis to highlight what people are seeing the most that they like or that they're interacting with the most, either
what
by
they're engaging with the most.
Engaging with. What is that means, like the clicking the heart and the arrows and everything, or?
Kind of. Engagement is a really broad term to basically be any sort of interaction that a user has with content.
Okay, and it could be a bad interaction, right?
Absolutely, but bad interactions are in many ways just as useful as positive interactions.
See, that's what I'm thinking, because I think that usually the things that I saw, the reason I wanted to think about doing this Twitter promotion, I saw this tweet that did really well, and it was a bad opinion about the music genre K-pop, which I think is Korean pop music. Mm. So all the Korean pop music fans didn't like the tweet, and it got a lot of engagement. I think that person get a lot of reviews on their podcast because of it. So I'm wondering I could say something inflammatory or something. I don't know. I'm just trying to, whatever. Do you think it's more engaging to do something inflammatory?
Or drama and controversy always draws attention.
Okay. So yeah. Using that, we'll have to just kind of eschew what people like to see. We'll just try to see what people engage with the most. So do you have any recommendations?
If you can actually get blogs or something to rant about how horrible you are.
Oh, you think?
Like, just say something absolutely horrifying and get a huge hate dome directed at you. That will get you tons of attention. It might also get you hate mail and death threats, but if you just want attention, easily done.
Well, my biggest worry is, will it lead to more reviews? Because
probably so. Probably a lot more negative reviews, too. And then actually what you can say is that there's all these people reviewing you negatively, so you beg other people to review you positively to get it up.
Oh my goodness.
Then what you could really do is you could start running the other side via sock puppet accounts. So they start. Oh yeah, yeah. So sock puppet accounts are fake accounts that you use to pretend like you're somebody else.
Oh.
So you could pretend to be a group who absolutely despises your podcast and then tells as many people as possible to send a negative rating at how much they hate you.
Oh, so I should make an account that acts like I hate my own podcast.
Absolutely. That'll get you lots of reviews.
Okay.
You could vaguely accuse yourself of any number of terrible things.
Interesting. This seems really complicated.
Oh, no. This part's really simple. Russia employs the dumbest people to do this.
Why do they hire actual people to do it?
Russia? Oh, yeah. Russia employs tens of thousands of people at least.
Or, really?
More accurately, Kremlin-associated oligarchs do.
How much do they pay them?
Oh, really cheap.
Like, could I afford them?
I mean, it would be a lot cheaper to just do it yourself.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Keep in mind that Russia is employing Russians who speak English, which are slightly more expensive than just hiring anybody who speaks English.
Yeah, that's true. English is the only language I know how to speak, so that wouldn't even help, really.
Yeah, so there you go. Just find some random people or make some accounts yourself to claim how horrible this podcast is, and then get that posted on a bunch of blogs. Yeah.
Well, okay, what do you think I should say? Because I can't, it's hard for me to think of, like, any criticisms one could even really have about the podcast. Like, it's too short or too long.
So
or
you
something?
Could go entirely ad hominem.
Huh. This is tricky.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see why this is so much work for the Russians to do.
Oh, yeah, but they're really good at it. They've been doing it for at least 100 years, going back to the days of the Tsars.
Really? Disinformation?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Tsar's secret police, the Okhrana, were almost certainly the ones who crafted the fake document, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which is the basis for a lot of the anti-Semitic conspiracy theories.
Well, all this is going way over my head.
Yeah, well, it's stuff I've devoted a lot of time and research to.
No, clearly, I'm absolutely be out of my depth here with your wealth of knowledge. So I just had a realization. If I put this episode out with you in it talking about this, won't people know that I've made a sock puppet account?
Ah, but here's the great thing. The vast majority of people who comment on things online never actually interact with the content aside from leaving that review. So on Reddit, most of the upvotes and downvotes on content are purely based upon the headline.
Oh. Okay.
Which, of course, makes it fantastic for spreading disinformation. Because
yeah.
If the headline is grossly misleading, most people will just see the headline and take that as information. Even if the content of the article is, this headline is grossly wrong.
Okay, I think you're onto something. This is going to be really good. I think if this works, we could reach a whole new audience of people that don't like PRRP, because maybe they're out there and they're just quiet right now and they need some sort of rallying cry. And
absolutely.
Maybe I could be the one to do it.
I'm available to provide this sort of consulting to other podcasts as well. If other podcasters are interested, they could check me out at gregorymoss.com.
Well, thank you so much for this expertise and coming on the show. Check out Into the Breach, what was it called? Out of the
Depths. On the Threshold.
On the Threshold at the podcast that you listen to. And thanks so much. We'll see you next week.